going to go to the beginning of that press conference.
As well as being a signatory to the World Anti-Doping Agency Code via the Australian Football Anti-Doping Code, the AFL has an illicit drugs policy which has been in place since 2005, and at the core of that policy is a commitment to player wellbeing and welfare. The AFL illicit drug policy is a policy that specifically deals with the use of illicit substances out of competition and is focused on player health and wellbeing. The policy seeks to reduce substance use and drug-related harm for AFL players and aims to inform and rehabilitate players through education and intervention. It exists alongside and in addition to the Australian Football Anti-Doping Code, which covers substances, prohibited substances, including some illicit substances in competition as prescribed by the WADA prohibited list. Urine tests conducted by doctors to determine if a player has used illicit substances are part of the AFL's illicit drug policy medical model and have been for some time. Doctors may use those urine tests to obtain an immediate result to determine whether any illicit substance remains in a player's system. This is normally conducted at the club or in the doctor's consulting rooms. If the test shows a substance is still in the player's system, a doctor will take steps to prevent a player from taking part in either training and or an AFL match, both for their own health and welfare, and because having an illicit substance in your system on match day may be deemed performance enhancing and a breach of the Australian Football Anti-Doping Code. It is absolutely imperative that no doctor or club official should ever allow or encourage a player to take the field knowing they have recently taken an illicit substance that may be harmful to their health and or may be deemed performance enhancing. We support the WADA code as it applies to our sport through the Australian Football Anti-Doping Code and support the fundamental premise on which it is founded that any player who takes the field with a performance enhancing substance, prohibited substance in their system, should be treated in accordance with the Anti-Doping Code and face heavy sanctions. The AFL observes that AFL players are not immune to the societal issues faced by young people with respect to illicit substances and also acknowledges that illicit drug use problems commonly co-occur with other mental health conditions. While the AFL's medical model involves a multidisciplinary healthcare management plan, the monitoring of players is highly confidential. A doctor or healthcare professional generally cannot disclose the nature of the clinical intervention or condition to others unless the player consents. We understand the illicit drug policy can be improved, and we are working with the AFLPA and our players to improve the policy and the system to ensure we are better able to change the behaviour of players. But we are unapologetic about club and AFL doctors taking the correct steps to ensure that any player who they believe has an illicit substance in their system does not take place in any AFL match, and the doctor-patient confidentiality is upheld and respected. The AFL will always be required to make decisions which seek to balance competing rights and interests. The medical interests and welfare of our players is a priority for the AFL, given everything we know about the risks facing young people generally and those who play our game in particular. Thank you.
Happy to take questions.
So if
the
play test positive, are you aware that clubs are instructing them to lie about their condition and fake injuries?
Look, as I said before, the private medical information of the players is private medical information, and that's what we prioritise above anything else.
Where does the
Well, what we're talking about is a doctor and a player who's their patient and private medical information of that player, which is the private medical information of that player, and it's that player's decision to disclose or not.
So, Anthony,